Rest in heaven to the brother from H-Town, Third Ward, Mr. George. We watched the murder. I didn't put it on my page because I'm familiar with him being from the H. Somebody in his family probably follows me, and I don't want them to see the murder of their loved one on my timeline, so I didn't post it up. It's out there, though. But it is what it is. And it's because people don't cherish black lives, people of color. You just thought of as less. We have always been. This happened to me on several occasions. I can remember one time my kid got in a car wreck. The other lady, not a woman of color, was responsible. So I was there on the sidewalk. The police comes and she starts, "He's going to hurt me. He's going to hurt me. Oh," she's going into conniptions. Luckily, it happened in my neighborhood. So the neighbors, they're trying to figure out what is going on with this chick. Because she's playing that card, you know, the white damsel in distress. And you know what happens? That police officer started to get buck with me. Now, you can obviously see I'm just a concerned parent out here. "Hey, sir, get on the sidewalk." He's starting to go in on me. This lady's fault. She caused the whole accident. Luckily, my, you know, the guy in the neighborhood, neighbor, he's like, "I saw everything, though. You know, it's cool." But this is what happens. I'm just telling you the recent story. I'm just telling you the kind of stuff that happens. The lady in Central Park. She played that damsel in distress. It works like a charm. It happened to Emmett Till. It's happened to too many brothers over time. You're black. Here's the story of Central Park. Brothers in the park, enjoying his day. Woman's in the park. Posts around say, "Hey, your dog's supposed to be on the chain." Dog is not on the chain. He just say, "Hey, can you put your dog on the chain? You know the rules." But she's pissed because this black man told her to put that dog on the chain. And you don't do that. And she threatens him. "I will call 911 and tell them I'm African-American." This is the same woman that went on TV and said, "But I'm not racist." She is racist. It's that quiet racism. She's the type that says, "I got black friends." And she probably did before the last 48 hours. Those are the most dangerous. But it's just sad. By the way, she lost her dog because the people where she got the dog from, they came back and took the dog away from her, and she lost her job. Because the people at the job said they don't want this kind of person working at their company. I agree. I don't want that kind of person working at your company. You probably got some other ones in there, but this is just what we know about. But this is not the first time. The murder of the brother, it's not the first time. It's just, and then the sad thing is we keep seeing these on video. Back in the days, we were like, okay, all the things you've heard in songs, all the things you've always heard people, black people say, you can see it now. Oh, now y'all can see it. And they still let these people go free because just a black guy. He probably was doing something wrong, or he's probably a bad person, so he deserves that. It's just frustrating, man. All the marches, all the things. Here it is in 2020, and a lot of the fighting that we've been fighting for, equality, jobs, respect, dignity, it's the same stuff that we're still fighting for in 2020. Do you realize that my parents' parents fought for the same thing? And we start getting too comfortable because we think we're in a place where, oh, we equal now. But there's a lot of people out there that don't think you're equal. It is what it is. There's a lot of people out there that know that they can hurt you and have you hurt just because of the color of your skin. And they know that they can play the damsel in distress. And immediately we turn into the bad guys because that's how we've been perpetuated on media forever, as we're bad black men out to rape their women or out to hurt or maim or steal. We still never got our promise of 40 acres and a mule. By the way, side note, isn't it interesting to see how this stimulus, how they were able to give all this money away? When they needed to find the money to give away, it leads me to suspect if you could find money for this, oh, let me stop. I don't want to be controversial. I was just a frustrated Negro that just was trying to vent on his own timeline, not bothering nobody. Somebody will see this and they'll still be offended. being racist. I'm being real and honest. You're being racist because you don't want to see the truth.
That's it. I wish I could say another march would help. But until you're the power base of economics, that's when they really hear you. But I will say this, social media has been helpful a lot over the last few months. So we have to stay on. We have to stay on it by walking and marching and social media and posting and applying that pressure. And we've gotten better at it, but we still got, it's so sad in 2020 to say, but we still got so far to go. That's literally sad to say. But my condolences to everyone that has a family member that's gone through the things that have happened and has, and people who experience on a regular basis, me being black, getting harassed, stop, pulled over. These things still happen. Look that funny in a store. And if you know me from, and you from H-Town, you know I'm black on black on black wherever I go. So they probably look at me extra hard. I'm used to it. You get used to it after a while. It doesn't even bother you. You know what it is. We just got to get better. And not just them. We. Me. You. We got to get better. Got to look out for each other more. Got to love each other more. We don't do that very well either. We just got to be better. But we definitely need to stay on top of this. Stay on top of it. The hope is that you get silent and say nothing. So even if you are just posting on your social media to let the word be out to the 22 people that follow you, you're doing your part. Whatever you can do, you do it. That's all I got to say. I'm just a frustrated former DJ with a podcast. Venting, man, on his own social media, not bothering nobody. That's all I'm doing.